This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Blessed afternoon, my listeners. Blessed afternoon. Compliments of the new season. We are in 2026. So today is the 12th January 2026. It's 12:05. You are here with your host, Queen Ease, in the house at Radio K Pulpit. And wow, what shall I say? Happy New Year. I'm so happy to be here online this morning. And I am here this afternoon with a man of God, which is Prophet Dr. Stephen Osadolor. I will definitely, and he will introduce himself later on. But wow, I trust and I hope that your festive season was blessed just like mine. Mine was blessed. And I hope to hear the same from you, listeners. I hope to hear the same from you, listeners. Hallelujah. And now, as you are here with me, let us quickly go to the book of Hebrews. Let us quickly read with me this morning in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, because there is where my favorite scripture is for this year. All of us, it is a scripture and season for each and every one of us. From verse 1, let us read. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside," it says, "let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run." We are in a race again. We started the race of 2026. And the Bible makes us to understand, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So, my sisters and my brothers, as we enter 2026 by the grace of God and with the help of God, I want us to know that we are already running a race. And we need to set aside every weight. Some of us have carried over weight. Some can be good weights, some can be bad weights. Some can be good memories of 2025 that I'm crossing over with it into 2026 and to become great into 2026 as I'm running the race. But some of us can carry some evil weight that is a negative weight, that negative things that you say to yourself, you know what, I don't want to cross over into 2026 with it, but I've crossed over with it and it's bothering me, it's troubling me, it's weighing me down. And that is why today we come to let go of that weight. Hallelujah. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And number two, for us to run and for us not to get weary, for us to run and for us not to give up into 2026, what must we do? He says in verse 2, looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, which is the author and the finisher of our faith. So we're not here to look to men this year. If you have missed it last year by looking unto men, and man has disappointed you, man has failed you, you're going to make it right this year. You're going to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. That is what we're going to do this year. And what we do is that, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross despite the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of grace. So we're going to have to endure. We're going to have to endure because there is something that is set before us. It is something that is said before us that we need to look onto it. And if we look onto that thing, my family, my sister, my brother, there is a goal that the Lord has set before you. There is a goal that the Lord has set before us. So I don't know what you trust God for. I don't know. And then in the book of Habakkuk 3 where he said, write the vision down. Make it plain on the tablet. Some of us, we have written the vision down in 2025. We have crossed over into 2026 with that vision. And this year, believe me, we're going to run with that vision. That vision is going to work for you. That vision is going to come to pass. That vision is going to explode. That vision, you need to have a vision. All of us need to have a vision that has been written down that we need to run with it. But for us to run with that vision, there's one man that we need to look onto. His name is Jesus. We're going to have to go for a short break and we will be back soon. Hallelujah. God bless. Good afternoon. You are back with Queen E at the studio. I'm at Radio K Pulpit. As I've said, I'm not alone here this afternoon. I am here with my spiritual father in the Lord. Indeed, it's a blessing to have him here at the studio this afternoon, Prophet Dr. Stephen Asadola. And I want us to hear from the mouth of the prophet. I believe to bring a prophet into a time and into this season so that he can speak also a word over your life as my sisters and my brothers and my families and each and every listeners out there that is hearing my voice. And I believe through his word or through the word of God, you're going to be blessed this afternoon. You're going to be so, so blessed. Please sit back and let us call him in. Indeed, Papa, thank you so much, our prophet. It is indeed a privilege to have you here at the studio. It's indeed an honor. I know it was a short notice, but as you people can see on Facebook, I was supposed to be with Flora, but due to unforeseen circumstances, I have to bring our father in. So thank you so much, Prophet. It's such a short notice, but I believe someone needs to hear what God has given you to speak to the listeners this morning about. God bless you. Over to you, my Pastor.
Thank you so much, Queen Elizabeth. It's a pleasure to be here today. And he is also the one that crowned the year with his goodness. And 2026 is not behind us. 2026 is with us. Amen. We are no longer expecting it. It's here. Mm. We are already in it. We are seeing the reality of 2026. And we all know that the January is the beginning of the year, meaning it's the foundational mat of the year. Foundation is so important, and it is good. Foundation is laid properly, because the strength of a foundation is the sustainability and the hope of tomorrow. A building that is well funded can have a lasting legacy, lasting impact. And January must be well funded. You must be able to know what January can do, what you are able to do or set in motion. But looking unto Jesus, I believe, is the first step. The reason is that Jesus is the beginning and Jesus is the end. He is the Alpha, is the Omega, is A, is Z. And if he utter the beginning of January, be rest assured that he will also finish it. Because most of the time, we at the end of each year, we call it finishing strong. But if Jesus is not the author of the January, then what happened when you get to December? Because between the beginning and the ending, there is a process. And the process time actually shall be the beginning for you. Therefore, he will be right there in the midst of the storm. It will be right there in the midst of the rain to ensure that you are protected and you are defended. But for this to happen, I'm encouraging someone out there. You have to look unto Jesus. Now, looking unto Jesus, what does it mean? I've been a preacher for over 26 years now. I preached this scripture over and over again. But recently, the Lord gave me a revelation that looking unto Jesus is not just staying idle and just say, I'm looking. No, looking unto Jesus simply means pointing everything to Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Pointing everything. Please, Jesus is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you are planning for, what you are hoping for, what you are expecting. Bible says with Christ, all things are possible. Even Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So for you to look unto Jesus, meaning pointing everything. Will you point your family to Jesus this year? Will you point your business to Jesus this year? Will you point your community to Jesus this year? Will you point your church to Jesus this year? Please point everything. Don't reserve. Don't keep. Don't, you know, subtract or don't extract. Just point everything to Jesus. It's a sign of everything. Commit everything into his hands. Oh, my God. He is able to keep you. He is able to watch over you. So Apostle Paul said, looking, pointing. Are you having head crisis? point it to Jesus right now. Are you having a marital problem? Point it to Jesus right now. Is children not be everywhere giving you consign? Do you have bill or you are in debt? Point it to Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith and is able to guide you. So this year, make it a point of duty that I am going to point everything to Jesus. Personally, I am, by God's special grace, I'm the president of God's Army Tabernacle, having branches, and also the chairman of Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria, PFN Western Cape. A lot is on my table. But I choose to point everything to Jesus, because he said, come unto me, all ye that have labored with every laddie. You can carry them. The year is full of many aspiration, hope, but the devil is also out there, planning his tricks, planning his attack. But I want you to know that Jesus said, bring everything to me. Point everything to Jesus. I'm speaking to somebody out there. You are there listening to me right now. And you just say, oh, how will I do this? How will I do that? And I can hear Jesus Christ say, look unto me. That is what it means. We say, looking unto Jesus. Trust me. Depend on me. Depend on me. And that is what the Lord wants us to do this year. When you do it, I'll tell you, it will keep you. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my prophet. I love that. People, this is a mouthful. He said, look unto Jesus. So let's point everything. Do you have challenges? Are you worried? Do you have a dream that you need to work on? And this year, point it all unto Jesus. That is what the prophet is saying. And please, people, let's not make that mistake. We can do all things through Christ Jesus. So you can't do it without him. So we have to point on him. You know, we must fix our eyes on Jesus. We must fix it on him. He's the author. He's the perfecter of our faith. He is the one who started it. And he will finish it, just as our prophet has said. So we're quickly going to go for a short break. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. God bless.
Jy luister na Kaapse Kansel 729 AM.
Welcome back, listeners. You are here with Queen E and the house at Radio K Pulpit. It's 29 minutes past 12. You are here with myself and our prophet, Dr. Stephen Osadola. Yes, this month we are speaking about running the race and the set before us, and look unto Jesus. We can look unto Jesus. We must. It's not even a can. We must look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So my family, before I give it over to the prophet to continue and speak as the Holy Spirit give him utterance to do so, I want you to know that, my family, I want us to fix our eyes on Jesus Christ. He is the author. He is the perfecter of our faith. He is the one, I said, he's the one that has started the journey, and he will finish it. So for us also, as we have started the journey, to finish it, we need to look unto him. We must run the race with perseverance, looking unto Jesus. And the one thing that I want to say also here is, it's about endurance. It is about focus. For you to make it into 2026, you must be able to focus in this race that you are running and finish strong. Just as the prophet has said, we can finish strong, but you might not finish strong if you not looking unto Jesus, which is the author and finisher of our faith. Over to you, prophet. You can continue. Thank you. God
praise
bless.
God. Thank you, Queen Elizabeth. One more time, as I said, it's a pleasure to be here. I just want to say to someone out there that your time is now. The yoke is broken. You are not carrying that problem of 2025. No, it's not following you anymore. As 2025 went back, God is giving you a new beginning. You are no longer where you used to be. Your past is not behind you. God is giving you a fresh start. I want you now to control your mind. Mind is so powerful. Bible talk about the strongholds of the mind. Don't let the mind put you and buckle you up. And don't let the mind excuse you and subtract you from reality. I pray for you wherever you are right now, that God is giving you a new beginning. This year will never be like last year. Rather, God will give you multiplication of success. You will multiply your previous success this year in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know, I'm just speaking to someone right there, because the Bible said in Isaiah 43 verse 18 and 19, it said, remember not the former things. 2025 is not the former things. It said, but I will do a new thing. It's how we make a way in the wilderness. That is the God we serve. It's a supernatural God. He can make things happen from nothing. Trust him, and you will surely see his miraculous power in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't care what people called you. I don't care what the medical report says. The miracle still happened. God is still in the business of supernatural manifestation. He can divide the Red Sea, can pull down the walls of Jericho. Even in the midst of the storm, he rebuked the wind. That same Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Right now, receive your miracle. Receive your healing. Are you on the sick bed, hearing the sound of my voice? I declare that healing over you right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. It is your inheritance in Christ. He paid for it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, are you carrying the mentality that you can never be successful because someone told you a curse? No curse can prevail this year over you. That yoke is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. I just feel in my spirit somebody's listening right there, and you are getting blessed right now. You tuning to this station is not coincident. It's not by mistake. It is divine appointment. And God is touching you right there, right now, right there, right now. Receive your healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As we said at the beginning, that we have to focus, feast our eyes on Jesus. Don't forget, our scripture today is Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2. It says, looking unto Jesus, looking unto who is the author and the finisher of our faith. If he authored January, he will finish it for you in December. He got the power to do that. The Bible said, because of the joy set before him, he endured the cross. He endured the cross. Brothers and sisters, know that every year is a race. Beginning of every year is a starting of a race. And some will fall aside. Some will make it to the end. But I pray you will make it to the end. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that it's not just looking. It's pointing everything to Jesus. Now, when you read the Bible, when you saw in Genesis chapter 1, it was a beautiful time. Genesis chapter 2, beautiful time. God brought marriage, brought a lot of things. But Genesis chapter 3, we saw a situations that brought the foundation down, that brought the house down. Foundation was broken. Adam fell victim. But the Bible said in chapter verse 15 of Genesis chapter 3, and said the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. You know what that means? God was pointing the solution, redemption. He was pointing salvation. He was pointing it that Christ will come and bring solution to this crisis. Pointing it to Jesus. In Genesis chapter 3 verse 21, Genesis chapter 4 verse 3, to everything that you have read about in Genesis, in Exodus, in Leviticus, in Number, in Deuteronomy, is pointing. Man fell in Genesis chapter 3, but God pointed man. Redemption will come from Jesus. Salvation will come from Jesus. And point, even the prophet, a virgin shall conceive and give birth, pointing everything to Jesus. And I'm here to say, this year, this is what you should do. Take your battles, take your challenges, take it to Jesus in prayers. Call upon him. You know, it's an expression of your faith. is an expression of your confidence that Jesus is still in the business of restoring marriages, restoring businesses, restoring broken homes. So it is not over. I want you to lift up your faith and set your eyes looking unto Jesus this January. Oh, I know many people have spent a lot in December, a lot of parties, family reunion, name them, and you can be broke this time. Look it up to Jesus. He is the author and the finisher. I want to pray for somebody. I'm speaking to somebody here. This is not a time to weep. This is not a time for depression. This is not a time to speak negative word. This is not a time to confess evil. It's a time to stand in faith. Because Jesus Christ said, when this house is built upon the rock, the storm, the rain, the flood will not be able to bring it down. So that is our faith, that when you look unto Jesus, you will be standing. In the midst of the storm, you will be standing. In the midst of the battle, you will be the last man standing. That will be your portion. In the name of Jesus, nothing will break you down this year. Nothing will dry you this year. Every challenges will become your testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that this year will be a fruitful year for you. This year, 2026, will be a best year for you. Believe it. Have faith. It is possible, because Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he has done before, he can do it again. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet. Thank you. Somebody receive it. I myself, I'm sitting at the studio. I'm receiving, because you know what? And this race that I'm running, I want to run it with endurance. I want to run it, fixing my eyes onto Jesus. So thank you so much, Prophet. That song that played earlier on was Stella, Set Our Hearts on You. So let us look unto Jesus. Let us look unto Jesus. The man of God said, time is now, not tomorrow. Don't postpone anything. It is a time, is now, and it's a new beginning. He says the past is behind you. You must now focus on the future, which is the ahead of you in 2026. So thank you so much, Prophet. Please, my family, it's not about comparing. Hey? It's not about comparing ourselves to others, but pressing on towards the goal. Hallelujah. What the race God has set out for us. So it is very important for us to stay focused this year, brethren. Please stay focused in everything that we do. Let's stay focused and look unto Jesus. Let's quickly go for a short break and we'll be back soon. God bless. Shalom.
From the Cape, for the Cape and beyond. Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Dankie die Baris, dankie luisteraars. Ons is nog ingeskakel by Radio Kaapse Kansel. Dit is 12:43, just 18 minutes to 1. I'm here with Prophet Dr. Stephen Osadolu. And what a word for us in season. That song that played early on was Alive by Nona. So die Baris, listeners, let's fix our eyes onto Jesus. Let's fix our eyes. When I read here in the Bible, I realize, Prophet, that you know what? Christ Jesus has done everything necessary for us to endure in our faith. He has done it, Papa. He has done it, man of God. God has already done it for us. You get me now? So it is very important. He is our example. He is our model. So if Christ could endure it, myself and yourself, we can also endure it. You get me now? Because we get a strength from him. And he is always an example. And he said the joy that was set before him. And when I read this, Jesus' intention or Jesus' attention was not at the cross. Not at all. Let your attention not be at what you're going through, but at what God will give you after the cross. Amen. Amen. That is what I've seen here. Your attention must not be at the cross, but at what God will give you after the cross, after the pain, after the suffering, after all. I believe there's a word in Afrikaans, there's a saying in Afrikaans, ons gaan kroone dra. We will wear crowns. So I believe our focus, our attention is not a cross, but the crown. And Jesus has showed that to us. So thank you so much, Papa. And there's a word in the book of Joshua that said we must be strong and courageous. In the book of Joshua, we must be strong and courageous in everything that we do. We must not fear, because God is with us. So when you go through that, you face that cross, we go through challenges, know that fear not. You are not alone. Christ has done it already for us. Christ is with us. So I think that is what strengthened us as brethren, and it can help you as well. So I'm giving it over to the prophet again. Over to you, Dr. Stephen.
Thank you. Thank you, Queen Elizabeth. That was very profound, you know, that many people do set their attention on what they are going through.
Yeah. Yes.
But according to the word of the Lord, he said, by the joy set before him, Jesus knew there was already victory.
Yes. Victory.
Yeah. So Bible said he endured the cross. So in other words, Jesus has already seen the outcome. So the process was no longer painful. Wow. Praise God for that word. And someone, you just have to take that word is a rhema word. That is your word.
Amen.
Can I tell you that word that Queen Elizabeth just said is my word.
Amen.
I'm just taking that as my word.
Amen.
You know, take your eyes up the limit.
Yes.
You know, take it from this away from the storm, because the storm karma is right there with you.
It's right there.
It's right there. You know, so that is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I want you to know that in Genesis chapter 6, verse 16, Bible said, a widow shall thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shall thou finish it above. You see, the ark of Noah is the ark of salvation.
Sure.
And it's also likened to your family, for instance. It can be likened to your business. Your business can also represent ark. Your family can represent ark. The church can represent ark, as long it is a conveyor of people. Ark convey. But you saw the instruction. God is sending Noah. He said, the window, don't put it on the side. Put the window or the ark above. Menorah, open the roof and create a window there.
Sure.
So that you have access to look unto Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So that you have access to look unto God.
Wow.
So what does that mean? You have to create a prayer altar. Create a prayer spot.
Thank you, Lord.
A forum, a place where you point everything to Jesus. If your son, your daughter is sick, get down on your knee and say, Lord, Satan, you are a liar.
Hallelujah.
Take your hands off from my child, my son. You see, you pointing it to Jesus. You must have a window. And the window must not be, if you put a window on the side, you look to man. It's easy to look to man. And man can be there for you. But he said, put it above. Because you notice that there is no human being who walked up and down the head. Every human being walk on the head. So the only person you can see when you open window above is God.
Hallelujah.
So he said, look unto Jesus. Feast your eyes. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I love that one. Fix your eyes on Jesus. So you need a window up there. The window needs to be up there, not at the sides and not at the bottom. It must be up there. Thank you so much. That is a rhema word for me again. Thank you, Prophet. Let's quickly go for a short break and we'll be back. My God.
From the Cape, for the Cape and beyond. Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
All right, that beautiful song was from, what is his name? Brendan Heath, See Me Through It. That was a song sang by him, and then you can do it. Over to our prophet. There was a rhema word that I've picked up from him that says that let your window be above. Let it be there on top and not at the bottom, not at the side, so that Jesus can hear your cry and your prayers and answer accordingly. So it's very important. Praise is also one thing that he touched on that is very important. I'm definitely going to bring the prophet back to speak about prayers, because this is the man of prayers that is sitting here next to me, right opposite me. So over to you, prophet. What one last word for
praise
the listeners.
Praise God. I just want to say to you, feast your eyes on Jesus. I've been on this journey for a long time.
Sure.
I have seen the valley, I've seen the mountain, but Jesus never fails. Everything else can fail, but Jesus is ever faithful. I blessed you this year, and I wished you the best this year.
Amen.
The worst is behind you.
The
best is with you,
you
and
Lord.
The best is yet to come to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Enjoy the year.
Thank Thank you, Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, my prophet. Thank you so much. Myself, I've received so much. The man has he spoke over our life for multiplication of success. And please, my family, there's something that the man of God also mentioned, that don't let the devil control your mind. Come against every stronghold of your mind. If you fix your eyes on Jesus, let it be Jesus only and no one else, nothing else. Don't entertain the devil. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Don't entertain him. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Thank you so much. I had a beautiful or a very gracious morning this morning with my spiritual father in the Lord, a man full of wisdom, a man that always goes to the mountain for prayers. He's no prayer warrior, he's an intercessor, and I've learned so much from him. So please, my family, one word from my side. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 8, it says, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord will go before you. This year, 2026, as you fix your eyes on Jesus Christ, rest assured he will go before you. He has already made the crooked way straight. Is it in the book of Isaiah where he said, I'm holding your right hand and making the crooked way straight? So when you fix your eyes on Jesus Christ, and this year, do it intentionally to walk with Christ. He says those that walk with Christ will be, those that walk with the wise will be wise, but those that walk with the foolish will also be foolish. So this year, make it intentional to walk with Christ. Fix your eyes on him. Point everything. Prophet have said, point everything to Christ, not to men. Point it. Do you have challenges? Point it to Christ. Are you worried? Are you troubled? Point it to Christ. He said, cast all your burden unto Jesus and he will care it for you. So please, God will take care of your burden, take care of everything, but make him the center of everything in your life this year. Then your life will be prosperous. Your year will be prosperous. Everything will go well. You will live in joy, peace, and happiness. And you will conquer all through Christ Jesus that loves you. Let the Lord be with you and the Lord keep you all in Jesus' name. So I'm going to give it over to the prophet. And why I'm giving it over from my side, I say thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being with me. Giving it over to the prophet just to close with a prayer. God bless. Over to you, prophet.
May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May God grant you wisdom to excel. May God open your eyes to see his plans, Jesus, and his purpose for you. May you never fall by the wayside. May the word of the Lord be sweet in your soul. I bless you. God defend you. God protect you from evil. And no weapon formed against you will prosper. In Jesus' name. We love you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Wow, my family, before I say goodbye to you, please tune in, invite others. It's very important. Every Monday from 12 till 1 o'clock, stay tuned with Queen E. I'm at Radio Cape Pulpit, same time, same place. Make sure that you do everything that you need to do so that you can sit and hear what God has to say. Sometimes I bring in people for testimonies. Sometimes I will bring men and women of God in with the Rhema word, with the mighty word of God to strengthen your faith and so that your week or your day may be blessed in Jesus' name. I love you so much, and keep the faith and look unto Jesus. Don't give up. Fix your eyes on him. Jesus loves you. So do we. God bless. Shalom.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.